Welcome back to Business Next on the Michigan Business Network. And my great conversation with a great entrepreneur and business coach and consultant, Tom Borg. Well, Tom, we have you and I both have experience with the Small Business Association of Michigan, a great organization that helps to highlight the importance of a key point you make that's crucial to business success, is that you're only as good a manager or business owner as the quality of your inner circle, which can include, you know, business associations like the Small Business Association of Michigan. So kind of expand on that thought about the key elements of an inner circle that will help lead to your business success.
Michael, I think some time ago, some famous person said, what we think about, we become. And in so many ways, that's exactly what we're doing. We're talking about a business owner's inner circle or the people that they associate with that are going to influence them. Now, it's not just people. It's what they're reading. It's what they're listening to. For instance, if you talk about what they're reading, are they reading the paper from cover to cover, the newspaper? Well, hey, there's a lot of bad news in that newspaper, and you got to be careful about that. It can influence how you think. Also, who are we spending our time with? Are we spending too much time with the irate business owner down the street who has a negative attitude? That, again, is going to affect who we are or how we think about our business or our customers. It's amazing how people can influence other people by their own opinions or their own perceptions of reality. So I think it's important, if we really want to do a good job of keeping an open mind and gaining the information we need to be a successful business person, we need to have a solid inner circle of contacts. In this case, we could talk about people. What kind of a CPA do you have? How about your trade association, as you mentioned, or a couple different associations we should belong to, business peers, maybe the friends you have outside of work, that influences how we think. Certainly, your significant other has a big impact on how you look at your business. So it's important that you have a good relationship with that person. Also, go ahead.
I was just going to jump in, Tom, and say that lots of times when I'm talking to small businesses about the Small Business Association of Michigan, I like to tell them, yeah, I belong to at least two organizations, you know, a statewide group like the Small Business Association, but also your local, your neighborhood business association, your local chamber, because you need those local contacts that get you in close proximity to leaders in your community and gives you an opportunity to really give back to the men and women who are part of the community in which you live.
Absolutely. I mean, being a member of a chamber of commerce can be very helpful to that community because you have a lot to contribute just by your presence, or maybe the fact that you are able to influence that chamber to do things for that business community that can have a direct impact on those other businesses as well as your own. Now, at the same time, when we think about these other business associations or these other groups we could be part of or influence, you know, sometimes we have a perception that may not be accurate. And by getting a viewpoint of several other people from different organizations or different associations, it's going to give us an opportunity to have a more open mind when it comes to making decisions about things. Sometimes we can be very opinionated in our own way, and if we talk to someone else that's very opinionated and it's only one other person, we're going to take on pretty much one of those two philosophies. But if we can have a variety, I kind of look at it as a box of Crayolas. You know, you can have eight colors you can choose from, or you can get the big box of 64, and now you really have some opportunity to see things from different perspectives. So again, by having that opportunity to be exposed to different ideas can help us go a long ways in running a more successful business. Something else I wanted to mention here about our values and where they really are, they really show up. If you want to see a report card on our value systems, take a look at our planner or our planning system, if you use a hard copy planning system or if you get a Google Calendar. But just go back and look at that and see what's scheduled for the next month. what you see there is pretty much going to tell you where your values are. For instance, if you say that you're really into improving your business, but I don't see any time on that calendar where you're spending time at an association meeting, or maybe you're reading a book, or you're listening to some quality information that's going to help you run your business better, maybe through an MP3 download or listening to this program, for instance, then that just tells me that you're not necessarily staying true to your values about improving your business. So a good place to look for all of our listeners is to take a look at that schedule book or that Google Calendar, or whatever device you're using to keep track of your appointments. That will give you some really good information about where you're spending your time. And then secondly, the values that are represented by your checkbook or your credit card statement. You know, where are you spending your money? You know, we might say we believe in a company that's going to support our employees, but are you really spending any money on improvement for those employees? Are you sending them out to training? Are you giving them an opportunity to use the best equipment in the business that's going to help them do their job more effectively and efficiently? So again, two places to look to check on our value systems if they're really being implemented the way we think they are. That is our schedule system and our checkbook or credit card statement. That will definitely give us an indication of just what we really are believing in and taking action on.
My guest today is business coaching consultant Tom Borg. We'll take a break and come back with more right after this. You're listening to Business Next on the Michigan Business Network.